Okay, page Reishayin Zayin, Simenun Halacha Zayin, the law of a chef. Hatoyim is a tavshil in tzorch melach chayetzibayi. Anyone here is a chef? Rav Cook was a chef. Rav Cook, you know Rav Cook?
He's a chef?
Yeah, big time.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he used to prepare. That was one of the jokes that I say about him. One of Erev Shabbos, he was in the kitchen. That was one of the problems that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, where he first learned, he got too involved in
the kitchen.
He was it's a strange thing. You don't talk about Gedolei Yisrael being mumchen in cuisine, but he was. So the Ikshaya Hatoyim is a tavshul imsach melach v'yotzei bo yipoleit. Ein itzach levarich. A person tastes a tavshul to determine if he needs salt. And then he spits it out. So the question is, I'm sure your wives have this issue.
You spit it out.
Do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? So it says over here, yesh safek im tzach levarich heven shubalim, because the halach is you don't need to make a bracha. If you spit out, you just taste it. You spit it out immediately. You don't swallow anything. You do not make a bracha. But if you do swallow,
avol. But you don't intend to eat it. It's just a taste.
Oh, so that's what he says. So he says it's a very. So the bottom line is you still derive nourishment. Now, let me explain. You bring up a very important point. I want to bring this out. This point is what it comes out from learning Mefarshim here. There are two reasons why you make a bracha. Number one, you derive pleasure. If you derive pleasure, even though you're not getting nourishment, that requires a bracha. Number two, if you derive nourishment, even though you don't derive pleasure, that also requires a bracha. So here, if you're tasting it, this is your job. I don't get any pleasure because this is my job. I'm bored of doing it. I do this every single day, 24/7. I prepare dishes and I keep on tasting things to know if it's good or not. I don't consider this to be pleasure, but you swallow. And because you swallow enough food, I don't need to eat lunch. I don't eat lunch, I don't eat breakfast because I already swallowed enough food in my job. It's part of the job is to swallow. Do I like it? You know, after doing it every single day, you don't like it anymore. It's not enjoyable. Doesn't matter. Deriving nourishment requires you to make a bracha. So that's really what it says over here. When we're talking about toyim es atavshil im tzarich melech v'yetzibo perlit ein etzach levarach, you don't need to make a bracha. Aval im boileya, if you swallow it, yesh sofik im tzarich levarach heven shubalit, because you swallow. Once you're swallowing, you're deriving nourishment, even though you're not doing it for the purpose of achila. Oz oy ein tzarich levarach heven shein kavanasel leachila. Therefore, what should you do? Therefore, lechatchila, he advised us, lechen yizal sheyichavin lihanos mimenu b'terat sachilu mivorech ha'Allah v'yivla. You should have kavana to derive benefit. When you eat the food, when you're tasting it, you're a chef, you should have kavana to eat. Not just to taste, to actually eat, and then there is no shaila, you can make a bracha. Like a halacha, hey, what is that term? Perleit, ayyavag and avram, on the bottom, hey, shenestabik ba'isam, shemalin, oshan, bikone, makteris, or besigaret, so im shikhm levarich. What about taking a smoke? Do you have to make a bracha when you smoke? Chas v'shalom. No one here smokes. Oy doimel is a consider doimel toyim poilet oy doimel a reaction of kashim shim of arch kamash kasaf hacha shaguf nen in menu the sign with sarchi night the pelder thing what he says he concludes the Magen Avraham has an unbelievable Magen Avraham. He has a soft if a person smokes, do you make a bracha? Because on the one hand you poilet shahako.
So why don't you make machma? Make a bracha on a candy and be
yaitzeh
a cigarette.
Okay, in a chanami, that's a chumrah. But you have to ikar hadin. Not everyone wants a candy. They want to just smoke.
And if you chew gum?
Oh, when it comes to that, chewing gum is not so simple. So halacha lemaisa we chew gum because when you chew gum, you are chewing, you're swallowing some of the flavor. Chewing gum and candies is not so simple because you're not really thinking davar mamash just goes down your throat. In the, at least in the meantime, if you want to go tell me that over a period of time, so the whole candy is in your stomach, okay. But right away, initially, when you make the bracha and you want to talk, as far as a hefsek is concerned, it's not immediate. So the answer is that since there is some flavor that is embedded in your saliva that you swallow, that is sufficient for the bracha to be chal upon, and you can speak right after you make it swallow.
There's no shear on the bracha rishayna?
No shear, even a mashu. but there must be at least a mashu. There's no shear. Over here, now, example over here of a chef, there's not even a mashu. You're putting it in your mouth, suddenly you're putting it to your tongue, you're spitting it out, there's not even a mashu going down your throat. You do not make a bracha. When you smoke,
it's got to be a mashu of oichel. It's a mashu of, let's say, wood or.
Right, right, it has to be a mashu. Okay, so that's right, that's not.
Flavoring by itself is nothing.
Correct. Flavor myself is nothing. So here he starts the shayla one more time. Shnestabik ba'isam shemalin oshan bekone makteres, a pipe, oy besig rayos cigarettes. So imsichul levarach idem l'toyim b'poilat. I'm inhaling and then I'm exhaling. So nothing is going down my lungs. Go talk to the Surgeon General about that. Go ask the Surgeon General. Yeah, the Marlboro man. Ask the Marlboro man. If I know. I know. Today?
CBS.
They're no longer selling cigarettes
out of October. All tobacco products.
Wow.
Billions of dollars are saying they're giving up.
What's the shot? Why?
It's health.
It's at drugstores, CBS.
They say they want to. Put in more health.
It's a marketing gimmick.
It's a Pella. It's billions of dollars.
Sure, yeah, but look at
the marketing. It's a big thing.
What?
It's a big thing.
Wow.
Billions of dollars in revenue from it.
Half flew with Pella. And what's with these electronic cigarettes? What's with
that?
What's
something else?
That's also a shy of the secondhand smoke from that.
There's a whole.
People made that up.
it can't be healthy, the smoke from
Bloomberg wanted before his last one of his last things he wanted to abolish before he left office. He wanted to he was on a crusade against the electronic cigarettes. It's a big thing now. You see it more and more often. You see it all over the place. You're not allowed to smell the McDonald's.
Yeah.
The tarfus. I used to go by Boston in front of a non kosher pizza store every day. Delicious. What am I supposed to do? I was standing right there by the bus every single day. And non-kosher. All right.
Think of it as if it's a holiday.
So it says here, he has a dilemma. Kol shekein hacha she'aguf nena mimenu v'sim b'tzarachin v'ayim shalshuvus k'sav soif ha'erich v'zeh v'sim d'bimile d'brochas azlim l'hokel. You don't. You've never seen a person that made a brocha on a cigarette, right? You've never seen that. So halacha l'maaseh, you don't, but it's just interesting to take note that the Magen Avraham says, why not? The Magen Avraham calls the maskana, it's a tzarechin, because you are deriving benefit. It's no worse than reyach. It's no worse than spices. It's an addiction. Okay, so I guess the Magen Avraham was written at a time when the dangers were not known. Well, maybe you want to add that to the equation. And since Fabian says that we know that it's mamish a sakon pikuch nefesh.
So someone is diabetic and he's eating sugar when he's not allowed. If someone's tremendously obese and he's eating, he does not have to make a bracha?
He does. He does have to make a bracha. He's mazik himself.
Not in his mind.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
He's crazy. He doesn't
make it. Oh, let's say a person, let's say Rahman Litzlan on medical marijuana. Right? Medical, that's a big thing now. They legalized it. We're in New York, even in New York.
They're looking to legalize it.
So that is... you're having Hanoi, you're having benefit. You make a bracha. So he says over here, you don't. So he says over here, okay, this is a very interesting shayla. Halacha l'maaseh, things you think about, a little knowledge is dangerous. Do you make a bracha when you smoke a pipe, smoke a cigarette, or even electronic? What about an electronic cigarette? So why is that? Why should that be different? Electronic cigarettes, it's the flavor. It's the same thing. It's the same reyach. Why should it be any different?
But
I don't.
But if you're just doing nourishment.
It has to be derech achila. Add derech achila. If you do have nourishment that's not derech achila, you don't make a brach. Absolutely not. Right. Okay, now we go to halacha. Prevent? What do you mean preventative?
The electronic cigarette.
Yes. It's the same thing. It just doesn't have the combustion of burning the tobacco on the paper.
But it's taken to, like a medicine would be, to prevent something.
No, there's a whole culture. You have to read the articles.
But
people, they do it.
What you're having is a chemical.
Pleasure. You're having pleasure.
It's not a food. It's a chemical combination.
So it's like reyach. So when you, that's what he says that.
No, it's a difference if you're using a real... fruit to give you a reyach or not. Because even when we say psalmim,
yes,
if you take
it's a, real. Yeah.
Infuse spice.
Okay.
You don't make a bracha.
You make a bracha. And perfume. If you go smell perfume, you don't make a bracha.
So when you're smoking, you're taking
okay.
a chloride and you're taking
uh-huh.
the,
okay, okay, okay. So you want to suggest that just like maybe even if you want to say it's sad tobacco, real tobacco, you make a bracha, but an electronic cigarette, it's not real. Mm-hmm. It's not mamash. It's just chemical. So it's no different than fragrances, perfume. You never saw someone make a bracha on perfume. Going
even
to
cigarettes, they say that the reason secondhand smoke is dangerous is because most of the contents are what do they call it? All these carcinogen chemicals. It's chemicals because of the burning. Come on, you're not even smelling the.
You're not smelling the actual tobacco. You're smelling all of the byproduct.
The byproduct.
Yeah. Okay, so but it's a fascinating Magen Avraham. I was not aware of this Magen Avraham that he has a tzorichin. A tzorichin, if you make a bracha halacha l'maisa, we've never seen anyone do this. Now let me just share with you what it says. I brought this in today because he has some fantastic stuff. I even remember what it says over here. Okay, we mentioned this. Okay, let's go further. Halacha ches. Aichel shayse l'refua. A person eats or drinks for refua. Imhu davar mutam. Person takes a pill, a flavored pill. This is very common. You have like even an Advil. Advil is flavored. They have some type of coating on it, which is sweet. So l'chayr yimuchli to make a bracha. It's not so simple. It's a very big tzarachin if you make a bracha on any type of tablet or any type of pill which has flavoring. Ha'ichel shayse l'refua imhu davar mutam v'nenim imenu mivarech alav l'fanav u'la'acharav brach acharon ha'uyoloi. Provide, of course, that it is a shir of a revius. Ya'filu hu davar iser. Look what he says, a tremendous chiddush. Person eats non-kosher food. Person eats chazer. Non, that's what he says. You make a bracha. You're eating it for a fool. The doctor says you can do it. It's mutakevon shat Torah hitiu layata. The Torah says you're allowed to eat it. If you're, even though it's osur, it's forbidden. It's nevel. It's nevel is a treifus. If the Torah says you can do it, why can you do it for a fool? Tzarechu levarich olav. That's what the Kitzur paskens. Vimu davar iser. Let's say it is a davar iser. Kevon shat Torah hitiu layata. Vimu davar iser. Let's say it's bitter. That's the big problem. Like something which has a combination of like an Advil. Advil is very bitter on the inside, but the outside is sweet. So
but even again, the sweet, we have to check it out. The sweet is a natural sugar or whatever. But
so you make a shaka on that. It's like a candy.
What they do is they put a sucrose or they put some artificial flavor on it.
So what? It's
but that's nothing. You can't, what a bracha are you going to make of it?
Shaka. Sugar. It's sugar.
It is sugar, yes.
It is sugar, no?
No, sometimes when
so
you
what?
Have... What bracha do you make on saccharin?
You don't need saccharin.
You don't need. What do you mean, saccharin?
Well, any of these chemical equals that are chemical.
It's cocktail, whatever.
It depends what it's made. If it's made of, let's say, from a grapefruit rind, there's a shot. But if it's made completely artificial, why should you make a bracha on it?
No, l'chor, you don't artificial things to make a bracha. You have hanah. If you have hanah, you don't make a bracha on things which, when it comes to achila, when it comes to fragrances, not. But when it comes to achila, eating, when you put something in your stomach, even if it's artificial, you don't make a bracha?
If you take celluloids, sawdust.
Yeah. Well, that's not achila, that's a mazik. That's not nourishing. That's not nourishing. No, that's not nourishing. That's pure, but it's pure. What about organic fruits? It's not. Well,
I think Rabbi Vadi has a whole shayla. Yeah. Bracha you make on hydroponic food.
Shahakol or adam or amos, right? Machlokes, right? So okay, but that was at least it's derech achila, it's a real achila. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer.
Have cologne I don't know if you would have completely artificial.
L'chor you do. We have a lot of artificial things. Anything which is derech achila gives you nourishment.
What do you have completely artificial.
Star Trek. They didn't make a bracha.
Completely artificial. Everything artificial has ingredients that come from somewhere. Just because it's
bacon bits, which is
so shahakal. So
cotton candy.
So you make a shahakal. You make and it's everything which is artificial comes from something. Just because you were mishanet sura, that might change from a bracha of hadama to a shahakal. But it's still, you have to make a bracha of cornflakes, not Kellogg's. Regular, the cheaper brand cornflakes. It's made from powder. Or mashed potatoes made from powder. So it's artificial. No, it's unofficial. And what bracha do you make on mashed potatoes? Machlekes. Some say hadama, some say shahakal. But yet you make a bracha, it's derech achila, it gives you nourishment.
If you had a sawdust,
yeah, that's not derech achila.
It had a look like and had a taste of mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Would you make a shahakal?
No, because that's poison.
No, it's not poison. It's nothing. It's just gives you a good taste. It smells good.
I'll say, I don't think I want to eat in your
house. Okay, let's see. Maybe it'll become clarified. Let's go to the halacha. So, Eichel, Eishay, so over here, Aval. In the middle of the halach, imhu davar mar, she'ena nenu menu enu rochla. If it's bitter, you do not make a bracha. Hashoyes a new halacha. Now we come to the very interesting shaila. What about an egg? A raw? Anyone here eats raw eggs? Is anyone eat a chazon? Anyone eat a chazon?
Today is Shabbat because it's salmonella.
If you eat a raw egg, you make a bracha. Hashoyes a beitz a chayil letzachzech koila in order to beautify your voice. Pleasure. This is the second principle. There are two principles. If you're getting nourishment, if you swallow a raw egg, even though it's not exactly very delicious, but your body has derived nourishment, that fulfills the requirement to make a bracha. Two things go into a bracha, either pleasure or nourishment. As long as it's not a pleasure which will cause you harm. So if a person drinks and swallows a raw egg, you do indeed make a bracha because you got nourishment. The mezan zayim v'arich olav, you're having pleasure and you need to make a bracha. Let's see what is over here on the bottom. Vav. Ois vav. Hunenu hu mimenu ayin v'sidu yavitz.
The celery, you shouldn't be making a bracha because you get expend energy. You don't get any.
It's good enough. For halacha, it's good enough. Halacha was not into this type of eating white rice. They say, also, white rice gives you nothing. Anything out of white rice? They say it may taste good. Chinese do it all the time. But they say nutritionally, it doesn't. It's very little white rice.
The regular. The
whole world, it's very good. It's an industry. It's a $1 billion industry. But nutritionally, what does it do for you? Very little, they say. I don't know. So saying halacha does not look into these inyanim. The bottom one is if you swallow it, you chew it, you swallow it, it doesn't cause you harm. Nutrition, that's another inyan. It's not what Chazal focused on. And you are having benefit. You do make a bracha, even though there is no flavor. So of course, celery. Of course, you make adam. Celery is tasteless. Like raw celery.
Because it gives something
nourishment. That's what he says. Anything
like
which
a vitamin.
Anything which no, but a vitamin is already different because a vitamin is a pill. It's not derech achila. It's not derech achila. There's another condition. It has to be derech achila.
Chewables
might be different. You're right. Chewables might indeed be different. The chewables, if it has a flavor, nourishment you're not getting. It's not a real food. It's not a real food. Nourishment in the Chazal's eyes is a real food. A vitamin is not a real food. It's not a real food.
You take a power biscuit.
There's a biscuit. That's
it's
a biscuit.
A dry piece of, No,
but that's a food. That's a real food. That's a real food. Let's see what it is over here. On the bottom. Vav. Nena hu mimenu ayin v'sidu yaveitz. Te'im tochav l'chaveru echlim v'tuch piv. Bo'imek agorin oishabola ma'cholim shleimim b'li timas achich v'agorin. If someone thrusts food down your throat, or you just swallow it yourself whole, and you don't chew it, and you have not derived benefit by swallowing a full whole, oishe karchon besiv, or you take food and you wrap it up in some type of bast. Ubalon b'li timas achich. Im sova mehem v'varach aleim v'motzi achim v'chein kosa besiv. So the rule is you make a bracha. Nourishment. If you have swallowed a real food, your body has derived benefit, and you have not derived any pleasure from its taste, in this instance because it's been concealed, it's been covered by something, or by a covering, or you swallowed in one shot, it doesn't matter, you still make a bracha. Even if you eat less than a kazayas, and if you are from those minority people that have satisfaction from something that's less than a kazayas, you make birchas hamazon. Why? Even though it says v'chalta, which means achilim is a kazayas, being that it also says v'sovata, to be satisfied, since you were satisfied, you must recite birchas hamazon, even though it was pachas v'gazayis. Lefi zehuah din kan. He wants to extrapolate. Same things over here. If you take, in our instance, if you take food and karchon b'siv chay b'chas hamazon, kevon desova mimenu. Since your body has the right benefit, even though you do not have any taste, you must recite benching avol. B'minchas chinuch kasa d'pshitu be'im lo yochav derech achila ina chay b'chas hamazon d'achilik sibei. He disagrees with the chasam sefer. He says it has to be derech achila, the ochalta v'savata. And since there was not derech achila, it was swallowed, there was no chewing, there was no pleasure, it's derech achila, and he paskins, you don't need to recite birchas samaz. Am shal shuvas lo v'shem Mordechai. Be'er shemach ma'asachoy liyev shalo lechol derech hapeh. V'roivim him tziyu loy trufa, sh'al yidei shoferetz, v'derech sal oitzav, m'shvas mozon l'kevasa, a food pipe. A food tube. Internally, IV. Or the IV, they don't give food. They don't like doing that today. It's very dangerous to give food. No, they don't. They, this what is called tea or something. What is it? No. It's something called tea.
Sugar.
They don't. The sugar water?
Yeah, they put it in
all the time. Right. But what about giving actual food through IV?
No, they
give. The United States, they don't like doing this because it causes infection. They do very big, very high risk.
It's not done as often as it used to be. Yeah,
right.
It's
sort of outside the United States, it's much more common. I heard because I know someone that had this. I know certain hospitals, their policy is they will not do it because there's a very high rate of infection when they give. But the food pipe that they can do, they give food right into the stomach through a food pipe. So the child is, do you make a bracha? The answer is no. He says over here why the mechalek. David shown the way of the Bahalik Ben Achila still in Yom Kippurim, the Achila Tolly Bahanos Mayof. Avo Bashia, when it comes to eating, he makes very easy. So when it comes to eating, then it depends upon your nourishment. Avo Bashia, Omer Chazal, the Yayin, Migroino Sava, that you only have benefit one in when it goes down your throat. Vyesh Lodin Lahal Lahacha, Vain Havi Mishal Shufs Maharsham. So here's so basically saying a very, very interesting insight. That when it comes to eating does not require satisfaction, does not require to go down the throat, that you should derive benefit. When it comes to drinking, it requires satisfaction in the throat. Intravenous and food, the food pipe, he's suggesting, has a din of shasir. Since what you're putting down the stomach in these pipes, in these tubes, is liquid, it gets the status of a shasir. And with regard to shasia, your throat must derive benefit in order to make the bracha. When it comes to a food, a solid that goes down your throat, even if you have not derived benefit whatsoever, the solid just passed down your throat because you wrapped it in some type of container or you swallowed something whole, then it doesn't matter. You must make a bracha rishayna, a bracha acharon, according to the Chasam Sofer, because when it comes to solid foods, it depends on satisfaction. It depends on nourishment. But liquids, drinking, it's not enough to have nourishment. You must have pleasure when it comes to a liquid. Intravenous and all these type of artificial ways of nourishing a person are done typically through liquids. You never put a piece of bread in someone's stomach. You never saw someone take off a food pipe and you put a piece of stuff in verstuppen bread in the food pipe. Doesn't exist such a thing. You put in liquids. It's shasia. Shasia, to make a bracha, you have to go down the throat and there must be some.
The size of the opening. You could, gastrostomy fittings. I guess if you want to put in a real big tube, you can put in.
Food, you can put it in a chanami. So he's saying if that would be the case, it appears that he's saying is there's a possibility that you would be required to make a bracha.
Soup, I guess.
It's soup is a liquid. Soup is considered to be a shasiya, a liquid. That's what he seems to be saying. Diyayin migroinoi sava, v'yeish lodun l'hocha. Here we go, v'yeish lodun l'hocha. V'chenevim shosus marasham, d'shnish lodun tzema masha roifim oisim, the doctors oisim, chukni mozoin derech hanayayim. Okay, this I guess means a food pipe. Yehah b'chal isra achilu b'yom ha-kippurim, are you a person allowed to be fed on yom ha-kippurim through the food pipe? V'hel l'shom marsham, di'av l'chassam soifah, d'svil le'dechiv yom ha-kippurim leko elu b'hanos ne'ov, mikol mokoy, moded d'tzor sh'yov v'derech pif. Another distinction. Although it may be true that if you put down food, you do not depend upon pleasure, but it must go down the right way. It must go down your throat. Even the Chasam Sofer that's mechadish, food does not require pleasure, it still must go down the throat. If it goes into the stomach directly through a pipe, through a tube, that is not called derech achila, and you don't make a bracha, and Yom Kippur, it's mutter. There's no prohibition. I don't know what that means. Cluster. Ain bezes to achila in Shami Paskins Nachi Ezer v'Chaim Ezer that it's mutter. It's not called erech achila. Elod who my rinami be makipurim is something makipurim. Then it's mutter. What about v'hine kol ha'hestapka shalagoyin ba'al levushim Mordechai efsharak ledas hayavitz v'maram shekhanal aval lehamin chaschinuch who gam. So that the word about being a birchas hamazon, according to the minchas, this the word is a shaila. Should you bench? That's only a svara in the time of the chasam sofer. That depends on hana. But according to the minchas sinach, which disagrees with the chasam sofer, and it says that it must be done with derech achila, it's clear you would not be required to bench when you're fed through a food tube because it did not go down your throat. And the pasuk says, "V'achalta v'savata v'rachta." Although you may have savata, but there was no achila; it was not derech achila. Halacha l'maisa, the olam does not. I know the olam doesn't do this, right? Meir nohagu ha'olam. You've never seen a person make a bracha on intravenous or on the food pipe benching. It's not done. You never heard in Yom Kippur people do all these bizarre things to caffeinate themselves. Especially suppositories. It's very popular. Very popular. And the why is the mutter? It's not derech achila. It's not derech achila, and it's not going through the goring. Even though a person is satisfied, it's hana, it appears that it is widely accepted that it is permitted. Okay.
I mean, kippah doesn't have to be derech achila, right? It's only a shiloh suna. It has to be mekinli.
It has to be loy suna, so. But even though it's a loy suna. But even it has to be a loy sun that's derech achila. We just learned that daf yom. So where did the Gemara say that? It's true. It's loy suune, but loy suune has to be the derech achila. You're not allowed to come. There must be a drasha. There must be a makar for this. And echnami, because of all these techniques, you're not suune. I'm satisfied. All these I but it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the derech the loy suune must be done in an oifen that is natural. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. The next halacha is tes. Nichnas loy davar begroinoy v'shoyse mashkin. A person gets stuck in something, gets stuck in your throat. V'shoyse mashkin oyechol chatichas pas lebolo. And the only reason why you're taking a sip of water is in order to push the food down your throat. Question is, do you make a bracha on this liquid? I've eaten something, there's something stuck in my throat, it's not a sakana, I'm not at the point where I need the Heimlich maneuver yet, but it's uncomfortable. I want to take a drink in order to push it down. I'm not drinking the liquid because I'm thirsty, I want to get it down. Do you make a bracha? The answer is no, you don't make a bracha. If you derive benefit from what you're drinking, you're taking a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or flavored drink, and you derive benefit, you must make a bracha. Before and afterwards. I'm not thirsty, and I'm just drinking the water to push it down. The only time you make a bracha on water is only when you're thirsty. But when you're doing it for ulterior motives, you do not make a bracha. Now what about seltzer? He brings over here a seltzer. It's carbonated. So he basically says that if you have hana from the carbonation, if it's flavored, it's a Coca-Cola, and there's a flavor, that's more problematic. That might be, I'm only taking this cup of soda because I'm suddenly stuck in my throat. I would take water. but water is not available. I only have Coca-Cola. So I want to drink some Coca-Cola. Do I make a bracha on the Coca-Cola? So he doesn't really clarify, because it's flavored. Since it's flavored, if you're having hana, you would make a bracha. But let's say it's not flavored. For example, it's seltzer. It's pure seltzer. Today it's hard to get pure seltzer. Everything today, all the seltzer is flavored and has salt and has this and has that. But let's say you have real pure seltzer. So the only shinui in the seltzer is the carbonation. Is that significant hana to make a bracha? So he says it is. If you have pleasure from the fact that it's carbonated, the bubbles, that would be enough to make a bracha. Isn't it an interesting halacha? Piske halacha. But if you don't have any benefit, you don't care for the carbonation, so what is it then? It's just water. It's carbonated water. Carbonated water is water. You don't have to make a bracha if you're not drinking it for your thirst, or you know, if you're not drinking for your thirst, you would not make a bracha. Okay, halacha test. Okay, next halacha. Let's say a person forgot, and he puts food in his mouth, beloy bracha. Ever happened to you such a thing? You put food in your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha. What do you do now? Im hu davar sha'afu sha'af im yaflito lo yehei nimas. If you can spit it out and it won't get spoiled, yaflito l'soch yadav yivarich olav. Spit it out into your hand. Ay, not into the plate. Spit it out and then make the bracha. V'lo yivarich olav be'od be'piv. Why? Here is a pasuk mishum d'chsev yimalei. The pasuk says that your mouth shall be with your praise, and my mouth is filled with your praise, which we learn that your whole mouth must participate in praising Hashem. If there's food stuck in your mouth and you're making the bracha, that's not proper. If it's something which if you'll spit out, it'll become disgusting. Since you're not allowed to destroy food, so what's the next best thing to do? Move it to one side of your mouth and then make the bracha. Let's say you've swallowed liquids and you realize you put liquids into your mouth and you realize now that you did not make a bracha. So what should you do? Ozai. So here look what he says. The prohibition of destroying food, he seems to say, is only true when it comes to food, not when it comes to liquids. Isn't that a chiddush? That is, the degree of destroying liquid is not as severe as the prohibition of destroying foods. So you don't take the liquid and swoosh it to the side of your mouth and make the bracha with the other side of the mouth. Now, if you would ask me, I would say it's because it's not possible. It's not possible. He doesn't say that. That's what you would think he would say. He doesn't say that. He says the reason why is because destroy it. But didn't he say one line ago that you're not allowed to destroy foods? So he seems to indicate between the lines that there's a difference in the severity of destroying foods versus destroying liquids. Liquid is not so severe. Maybe because they're more abundant. That's what it seems to say. Let's say it's all you got. I don't have any other liquids. And this costs a lot of money, and there's nothing to replace myself. So then he says a chiddush that doesn't say anywhere else. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this, and the Mefarshim here on the page, on the Piskei Teshuvos here, they say, we don't know where this comes from. This is a very, you know, it's interesting, like, trivia questions. To go find in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch all chidushim from the Kitzer that you cannot find a source for in any of the Piskim Shulchan Aruch. And he says there's a tremendous chiddush. Boilon, you should swallow the liquids. And he said a blue label, right? Blue label, so you're not, it's $50 a shot. So, that's it, you're not going to spit it out. But I can't make the bracha because it's not practical. So swallow it. And after you swallow it, you make the bracha. Such a thing? To make a bracha after you already swallowed food? Who ever heard of such a thing? So this is unique to the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. He says, Boilon, v'yivorech achar kach bracha rishayna. And apparently he says, what's the law on this? He acknowledges that he's saying a chiddush that doesn't say anywhere else. Dekevon diniskar be'oidai, because since you were aware when it was in your mouth that have an obligation to make a bracha, that counts already as the bracha. That already counts as the beginning of the bracha. If you wouldn't remember until it's too late, if you remember until it's too late, I already swallowed. Took in the liquid, I swallowed it, and now I say, oy, give out, what did I do? I didn't make a bracha. It's too late, buddy. It's in your stomach. It's down the hatch. There's nothing you can do already. But if you remember that you're mechuyev to make a bracha before you swallowed it, we consider the bracha to have started already at that moment in time, swallow it, and then make the bracha, and it's not a bracha levatala because the bracha already started the moment when you remembered you need to make a bracha.
What does the Mishnah Berurah say?
The Mishnah Berurah says spit it out. Or if you can't spit it out, swallow it, you lost out the bracha. Actually, let me quote you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Give me 1 second. This halacha yud. Halacha yud. Din ze, I'm reading here what it says in the Piskei Tshuvos. Din ze lehuva b'acharonim. Such a chiddush you're not going to find anywhere. Ela yesh l'shtad limsa oy machol oy mashkem imin bracha zo. What you should do is, you blew it. So find another piece of food to make a shahakol memela. So one of the best you can do is the new shahakol will go backwards if it can go backwards. Ulevarich v'lutay ma'at. K'lot say stas asoy v'mitzoch levarich al mashak v'achol afilu ein oichol oid. But al pi mishne brurah v'oid kufayin beis sifkan me. I didn't look it up. Kufayin beis beis. So it seems from the way he's quoting the mishne brurah, I didn't see it firsthand, is that if you have nothing else to eat, that's it. You're stuck. You're done. The mishne brurah says try to find something else to make a bracha on. But if you can't find something else to make a bracha on, that's it. It's too late. It's amu'uvish eini yachol liskay. Okay, weiter. Now he goes on. V'imelo yezo yadav zeh ma'atzim bolim v'racha kach bracha v'shayna dekevin liskay b'yodo. Okay, aval bracha achroina lo yivarech. Now this is a very big chiddush. Fasting halacha. What about a bracha achroina? I swallowed a revius, a sheer revius. Do I make a bracha achroina? It's an incredible yisod. Al bracha achroina lo yivarech. Why? The bracha achroina is related to the bracha rishayna. Amazing chiddush. You would sing, so I didn't make a bracha rishayna. So big deal. I'll make the bracha. I ate. I drank liquid revius. So I'll make bracha nefashos. No. If you didn't make a bracha rishayna, you don't make a bracha achroina. Unbelievable halacha. The only exception is Yayin. Yayin is choshev in its own right to the degree you can make a bracha achroina even without a bracha rishayna. Ach, imhu yayin, b'shas revius yivarech gam bracha achroina. That's an amazing chiddush. Okay, halacha yud aleph. Chayil fanav shnei minim b'shabuch haseim shavas. Now we mentioned this yesterday, so we're referring to this. If you have in front of you two different items which have the same bracha, k'un ego is v'tibuch, a nut and an apple, they both have boy parades. Shiyach levarach al echad lifto hashashu gam hasheni, chayiv lasas kain, so also levarach al echad b'kavonu shalo lifto hashashani. Kidei levarach gam olah b'fnei atzmo, mishum de also ligoin bracha hashem etzricha. You're not allowed to make more brachas than are necessary. If you have in front of you two fruits, you have a nut and you have an apple, you make one bracha, and one bracha patters both things. Which one should make the bracha on first? So we'll see, you're making on what's more chashav, what you like better. The bracha la yoyser chashav, what's more chashav. What's considered to be more chashav? L'char, the apple is more chashav than a nut. So you make the bracha on the apple. V'nifta hasheni alpi shalo, alpi shalo hoye kavana, so l'putting the wazani kavana to patter. The aval and berach, in other words, even if you have kavana. If it's on the table, apples and nuts, and you made one bracha boi per eitz, even though you don't have kavan, it's self-understood that the boi per eitz will pat to all of the things which have the same bracha. Ava, in berach al zeh she'en chashuv, now here this is very chiddush, if you made a bracha on something which is not chashuv, it's very complicated, this halacha, you have in front of you two things. One is chashuv, one is not chashuv. And I made a mistake. I made a bracha on the item that's less choshev. Now, I don't really know how to live. Let's assume shivas haminim. Okay, a fruit. You have a date. A date versus a nut. It's clear the date is choshev, because the date is from the shivas haminim, and the nut is not from the shivas haminim. If I make a bracha on the nut, and I did not have in mind to eat the date, you have to make another bracha on the date, a double boy pro eitz. Isn't that amazing? Because it's more chashav. Avol in berach al zeh shein chashav. Einoi nifter hachashav elo im kein hoyedaito lepoitoi. Avol in berach bestam. And also, if you make a bracha stam, tzorch lachsul varech al chashav. The einoi bedin sheyiftor sheinoi chashav lechashav derech grara. It's an unbelievable halacha. People are nichshol in this. You go to a Shalom Zohar, and you have on the table nuts and fruit. And let's assume the fruit is from the Shiva Saminim, because if it's not from the Shiva Saminim, then who says the nut is Mochashev? I don't know if you really would say one is Mochashev. But certainly, anything that is from the Shiva Saminim, grapes, dates, figs, What else? The Shiva Saminim. Anything from the Shiva Saminim is more chashiv than you have on the food, an apple, an orange. It's not as chashiv because it's not from the Shiva Saminim. And you make a boy pre eats on the nuts, and your kavani is that's all I'm eating, I'm out of here. I gotta go to another Shalom Zachar. So I'm just coming here for 5 minutes. And I take a few nuts, some stash, some whatever, no nuts on the table, and I make a boy pre eats, and then I change my mind, I want to eat some grapes. Ah, the grapes look delicious. You need to make another bracha. Because the bracha you made on the item that's less chashuv does not go for the bracha that's more chashuv, even though it's exactly the same bracha. Ideally, you should make a bracha on what's more chashuv, on the grapes, and then even if your kavana was not, let's say you come to Shalom Zachar, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, I'm going, and there are some grapes on the table, I take some grapes, and I'm planning to leave, and then I realize, oh look at that, there are some nuts here also. So then you don't need to make a bracha on the nuts, because the bracha you made on the grapes automatically exempts the nuts, even though it was not your kavana, because grapes are more choshev than nuts, but not vice versa. And even stam, even if the person doesn't know what's coming, you just make a bracha, you don't even know what's coming, so if you make the bracha on something that's less choshev, it's not going to go for what is more choshev. This is Chaviv.
I like nuts better than I like.
Okay, so I think he attack addresses that here in the Piskei Tshuvos. Give me 1 second about Chaviv.
But then you're thinking about both of them. He's talking that he didn't think about.
No.
If you like nuts, but you don't.
But I wasn't going to eat the apples at all.
Right.
So then, do I have to make another broth on the apple?
If you weren't going to eat the apples, and it's a purpose, yes.
But it's not possible.
It is, because
you
have to like
fig.
So
okay.
It's right, and you like the fig better?
No, I like the...
The nuts better. I like the nuts better. So
and
here
I
it's chaviv.
Okay, I'm going to eat a fig too.
Okay.
But you didn't think in the beginning you were going to eat the fig. If it's chaviv,
so
it should be worse than...
Well, there's a very question. He has a case where the nuts are chaviv.
But does he think about
it? No, he does not think. Because he did think that b'dievet would be okay. B'dievet, if he did think about the other one, it would be okay. B'dievet. But he didn't think about it. He planned that Adarabi is not going to eat it. And now he made a bracha on the nuts. And the nuts is chaviv. It's not choshev. So it's that pater. He doesn't say, I don't know the answer. He only talks about choshev. He does not talk about chaviv.
There's a different bracha, right?
He only mentions.
Bracha Rishayna, you say chaviv, but you don't say bracha, right?
No, we're talking about bracha Rishayna now. We're discussing bracha Rishayna. The Kitzur is only discussing the law of bracha Rishayna in this siman. He's only discussing. He only gives the condition of choshev. He makes no mention here of chaviv. He talks about shnei minim shekosem shavus konegos v'tapuach. Okay, so he does say that Siman Nun Hei will learn more about this. Maybe they will find more. He does know the Piskei Tshuvos does not mention. I thought I saw somewhere that discussed Chaviv. Maybe I just can't find it now. Okay, I don't know. We have to see. Oid Chazen Lamoid. We have to see. Okay, let's just try to finish up a little bit more. Yud Beis Avlim Hayushnei Minim Kugoyin Pre Eitz Pre Adama. Okay, now here, let's say you have two different things. One is Eitz, and one is Adama. Adava Shebirchasa Shahakol Af Al Gad Bidiyevin Berich Al Kulam Shahakol Oy Shebirch Al Pre Eitz Bari Pre Adama Yatsam Mikol Makom Lechatchila Also Lasas Kain El Yivarech Al Kol Echad V'Yachad Bracham Yuchedes Lo. So a person makes a Shahakol. And now he wants to eat ha'etz. You must make a bari per eitz. Someone mentioned this question. It's also shalach where you make a shahak on the part of making a bari per eitz. Since this whole ish that we discussed of two fruits, they have the same baracha, and you made a bracha on something that is less choshev or more choshev. So then there's a possibility making a bracha on one will exempt the other. That's only because they have exactly the same bracha. But if you have in front of you two different items which have different brachos, even though making a shahakol b'dievet is good for any food item, so what? That's only after the fact. I made a shahakol on yotza. But if I made a shahakol on ice cream and now I want to make eat some nuts, you mechuyev to make a bori pri ha'etz, even though you made the shahakol first. Normally, there's a set of brachos, and you have a choice of making a bari peretz and bari peyodam. You make a bari peretz, and anything that's more specific comes first. I feel like yesh lefan of yain vanavim, but right, delicious yain kaidim. You want to drink wine? I'm a varech bari peyagafen. Afal pish im hu mischavin lifter bebrachos zugam vanavim yachul lepatro mikomakim lechatil lo yasakein. This is a halacha, the obscure halacha. People don't know this halacha. That the idea that if you make a bari peyagafen on wine, you don't need to make a borei pre-rates on grapes. You know the halacha? That's if only if you have kavana to do so. And he's saying, even though, if you have kavana, it works. Borei pre-agafen paters, borei pre-rates on grapes only. Lechatili, you're not supposed to do. Lechatili, you should have kavana bedafka, not to pater the grapes, and to make a separate bracha, because they have separate brachas. This is borei pre-agafen, and there is a borei pre-rates. Therefore, al pishim hu, if you mischav and lift a bracha, zu gam and ovin yachal
levar. Why shouldn't you make the bread on this issue?
Set of bracha. It's not called the bracha shein tzricha. Bracha shein tzricha is when you don't need to make the bracha at all. But when it's a different type of bracha, you don't apply the rule.
So
since grapes, no, you should not be machmir. You're saying it's wrong. You should drink wine. You say bari priyagofen and have kavan. The bari priyagofen should not pat to the grapes, and then you make a bari priyoetz on the grapes. Lechatchil, that's what you should do. You should not make one bracha and have kavan to pat to both, because if it's two separate brachas, each one gets deserves on mikomakom lechatchil lo yasak. Okay, what time is it now? Let's try to finish up these halachas very quickly. Okay, now he talks about changing location. These very machmer, the laws of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch are very machmer relative to what people do bizman hazeh. In the Pesukei Tshuva, he says that bizman hazeh we have a different style of eating, and therefore he's basically saying that we don't follow the laws that he says here. But look, let's see what it says. If you change locations, do you need to make a new bracha? Basically, the answer is yes. Im shinu mekomai. You're in the kitchen, you start eating pizza, and then you go upstairs to your room to go to the computer and finish up the pizza there, whatever you're eating over there, you're eating a fruit salad, and then you go and you change locations. If you go to a different room, me'ikar hadin yimuchuyiv to make a new bracha. I'm eating some... What?
Even if you had a mind?
Even if you had a... No, he goes on to say, Avol, no, not if you have in mind. If you have in mind, no. Here's what you did not have in mind. Right, it's a very good point. If you did not have in mind, you planned on eating the entire fruit salad here, and then you change your mind in the middle, and you went upstairs, you got a telephone call, and you change your mind, you went up to the other, and you're holding it in your hand. Then, since it was not your original plan to change room, you have to make a new brach in a new location. Avol brach achroina, it goes without saying, al komash ochel tchila in tzach, you don't have to go back to the first room, make two brachs achroinas. Make a brach achroina in the first room, and brach achroina in the second room, you make one brach achroina in the last room, avol brach achroina al mash ochel tchila in tzach, ki abrach ashebech musayf tal l'shem. Now it goes further. V'chein, im hoylech l'chutz, let's say you go away, another chumrah. Let's say you leave, in the middle of eating your food salad, and then you get a phone call and you go outside, you leave and you come back. So I did not eat on the road. I ate in the same place. I only had one location, but in the meantime I left. I left and I came back. Leaving is called the Hesach Hadas. When you come back, you need to make a new bracha. The only time you do not need to make a new bracha is if you left over someone there in the room with you when you left. You were eating with him, there was a group eating together, and you left, and now you come back. So since there was someone there who you started eating with, and he's still there, then you don't need to make a new bracha.
There's no shear?
There's a shear. It doesn't
so
give any shear.
You give a beating, and your neighbor calls you to move the car.
Yeah.
You move the car.
Yeah, that's what he seems to say.
Back, you gotta make another
that's what he seems to say. Like what it's being. Everyone left. Since they all their kavanah was. Since
It doesn't matter. They all have to make a new bracha. L'chein k'shachoshim v'ochlim v'choshim v'enam tshichim l'varech. But I'm echon nishal mekayim. One remains there. So one remains there. Oz I gam elu shaholchu kevon shadaitim lachzor l'kan el zesh nishal kan of ligmar kan achiloso l'chdif you don't have a new bracha. L'chein k'shachoshim v'ochlim v'choshim v'enam tshichim l'varech v'chodesh l'kevon.
The cable. You're having the Super Bowl, and everyone goes out to the other room, and then they come back. If one guy stays there, they don't have to make another bracha.
If one guy remains there, correct. Ein tsricham lavach bechash de kevin shnis a kan echa lo in tvatla ha kviyus ve kulum choytum le kviyus son ve nechshav a kol ki suda achas. Last halacha bechas hanenin. Okay, so he doesn't go for the Mishnah, but he quotes from other Paiskim and it says that today, let me read what it says here, the standards have changed. Strange thing to say about halacha, that things have changed. Let me read you what it says. You're going to love this. Wait until I read you these two words over here. Boy. No, this is the Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos. Slifkin? What does Slifkin have to do with this? What does Slifkin have to do with this? What a Slifkin? It's a whole different world. Now, listen to what it says here. I know, don't get excited. I'm reading here from the footnote in Piskei Tshuvos. V'achak ha'cholach l'cheder acher. V'ho oilam nohagu. V'ho oilam nohagu lohokel. Not like the kids, to be lenient. Im oiver mecheder l'ched b'bayis echot. V'af, look what he says. Even to go upstairs, change floors. V'af l'koyim acheres b'yitzadira sheloi levarech shuf. Who says this? The Chavetz Chaim, the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha says this. Over prat, look what he says. Bizmanenu. Our day and age, she'ein ho'achila esek ve'inyan. We don't take eating seriously. In ancient times, it was a big deal. You sit down a meal. It was a serious matter. So when you leave, it's hesach hadas. Today, everyone's on the run. Everyone's busy, busy, busy. Everyone is in a whole new world. Everyone is running around with a cell phone, an iPhone, and everyone is ultsamished. It's not an esek ve'inyan. The ein shamash, there's no servants feeding you, giving you food, shemagish, esamacholim. The hahergel motzi lechol b'cheder echad. It's extremely common to start off in one room and to finish in another room. It's very common. Look what it says here. V'la'av b'yam, it was only me. It says it is the whole world. V'la'av b'yam sol cheder acher. Im lohavi ha'macholim, either to get more food, im Michelle telephone, to answer the phone, u'chedoyne. You can imagine like all the scenarios. Al-kein, nohagu lohokel b'zeh, shevet ha'levi. Big time stuff. Vosner, Eretz Yisrael. He's paskins, you don't have to make another bracha. Not like the Kitzur Shulchanach, pretty much like the Ber Halacha and the Kriya Shel Halevi. Ki im nochon lahakbit shloi, it's not the right thing to do, he says. Ki im nochon lahakbit shloi lahamshich lechol b'cheder acher, elu lachsev lahamshich achilas magam b'shishchil. It would be better to go back, but after the fact, if this Goylem does. So it's an important halacha that today when a person makes a bracha in one location, since we're not anchored in where we eat, you don't make a new bracha when you go to a new location. So fascinating, yeah.
What's even more fascinating is he says the same sentence, Noyegim
Ha'olam,
but it's not right.
Okay. You're right, that's what he says. It says, Kiyim Nochoin, that's Poshnitsa, Kiyim Nochoin Lahakbid, Shaloy Lahamshech Lechel Bechedir Acher, El Lachsav Lahamshech Achilosav Mokam Shehishchil.
That's why you yell at the kids. Don't leave the table.
Right, right. Well, you don't want to leave the table because you don't want to make a mess in another room.
No, because you're chayshin of the bracha.
It's not. Use religion for your own. Use religion for your own.
Interesting. If Hungarians do this more than Lutvaks.
Okay, so this is a very interesting halacha. I know we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. Okay, a little bit more of the kitzur. We'll finish this up tomorrow. We'll take a little.